Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by The CW. Watch new episodes of Batwoman on Sundays at 8, 7 Central and Nancy Drew on Wednesdays at 9, 8 Central, or stream both for free on The CW app.
You will dream it.
Famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this is a long, long, long delayed episode of Who Dat. We are in a hotel room. A chic, gaudy hotel room in New York's Soho neighborhood. Nolita with Amina and Shawnee of Who Dat. They're here. Shawnee's in from L.A. She's the mayor of L.A. She's here. Thank you for giving us your time.
I'm here from Brooklyn, okay?
Amina's the president, actually, so thank you for taking time away from your duties.
Since we last recorded, Amina's been elected president. Shawnee's the mayor. It's wild. Congratulations to both of you.
We have a bottle of champagne, so I'm going to open that while Lindsay banters with our guests.
Can you sound more excited about having us here? It was logistically very hard to coordinate this.
Truly, I gotta say, truly. Shawnee had about 15 minutes that she was free, and we made it work in the hotel room. Bobby and I came with our microphones.
Can I just say this, like, setup? I mean, watching the two of you sort of unfurl your setup was very impressive.
Thank you.
So much equipment.
Yeah. I mean, do you still record in the closet?
Hey. I'm rich now. So, no. Absolutely. I still record Call Your Girlfriend at home, of course.
So, you know, not to assume that you listen to the podcast when you're not on it, because honestly, you shouldn't.
I listen.
Yeah. Are there any topics that we've talked about in the past bit that you can remember that you wanted to chime in? And I know, Amina, sometimes you just chime in on the text chain, which I appreciate. We have a list of topics that we can go over too, but I just was wondering if there's anything you've been thinking about that you're like, these two idiots. Yeah. Including, I would say one of the most recent one was the rise, quote unquote, rise of Lori Harvey and like all her antics of like the
rise
past.
And fall of Lori Harvey.
Like truly, like she's someone who like appeared. Oh God,
Bobby just poured champagne in Shawnee's bag, so the podcast is over. Shawnee's about to Hulk out on him, and we are all going home.
Not my Dagny Dover.
We're already naming brands.
Is that
a Dagny Dover? No,
they are no longer fancy. They are no longer Who Weekly Spawn. Please do not say Dagny Dover on this podcast.
Wait, excuse me. When did they move on to doing leather products? Is this like how you go from being a who to a them? You stop doing, yeah, like,
doing my Dagny Dover's leather. Is still in scuba.
Yeah, I can. I also have a Dagny Dover, my travel bag.
Yeah,
I
love my Dagny.
Because this is actually my hotel room. Funny enough, even though I'm the one who lives here.
Amina, can you reveal where you got this hotel room?
It's part of a scam that I can't talk about for contractual reasons, but let's just say Anna Delvey has nothing on me. Also, it's not Delvey, it's Delvey.
Okay. Cheers. Please don't spill your champagne on our equipment.
And this is real. It's real champagne. Oh, wait, I missed your glass.
Cheers, Bobby.
Cheers.
Yeah. We can move on to actual topics. What was it that, but I do want to say, not about our lives, our Who Dat text chain is actually 95% about Meghan Markle. Like,
yes.
We do talk a lot about Meghan Markle and a lot about royals, which I think is like usually interests three out of four of us. Lana Del Rey and Meghan Markle interest three out of four of us.
I am not convinced that Bobby is as into Meghan Markle as he pretends to be.
I don't think Bobby's committed to the
when,
Meghan Markle.
When am I even pretending to be?
Right. I feel that the text chain is very divided between you and me.
I'm not like, I do not send, like, I will send in the text that I feel passionate about, and you will notice that 80% of the texts about Meghan Markle are between Shawnee and Lindsay.
Right. So, Meghan Markle, Grays, Lana Del, Shawnee.
I just think
we stopped talking about Grays a long time ago, okay? Because I stopped watching, and she went to jail. Not Shawnee, Ellen.
I also think
in jail is why she hasn't come to Who Dat in so long.
If Shawnee had to go to jail, we would have her call in. Don't you worry.
I would.
I also think that the Meghan Markle story it's like, it's not satisfying to get it like drip by drip by drip. Like, I feel like the Meghan Markle story is leading to something kind of big and larger, and I'm sort of waiting for that. It's just like, and things keep changing so much. And I was really into her video, the video where she like was finally like, when she was quoting Sky Ferreira, like, nobody asked me if I was okay. No.
It's a documentary, Bobby. It's not a video she made for YouTube.
It's not a YouTube red, original.
No, I think you're right, Bobby. It's like impeachment. It's like everything is moving an inch at a time, but actually it's all leading towards something much bigger.
I'm fascinated by her broadly, but I feel like her day-to-day news isn't all that interesting because it's really not that much. I think like she gets a headline simply because she exists, or like simply because she did anything, you know? Like,
I think we're interested in the parts that are Who Weekly adjacent, and Ashani gets a lot of these very specific details from people she follows, and it amuses me the like fandom that Ashani ingests via those things.
The royal, like, I find the royal, I mean, here's the thing that I love about royal fandom as somebody who's like not like, I guess you would say I'm a fan in that I do read it all, but I'm not a fan in that I'm like, woo, royals. But I love it because the best information you can get is from like literal blog spots. It's like not like there's like the tabloids are actually bad for information. What you need is like people who've been following these people for years. The best, one of my favorites is like royalobserverblogspot.blogspot.com. Like that is like a very good.
I mean, you can't promote your own work here, Shani. So, like, where?
I would say it's me, except that they were like, they like write about like the oldest living relative of like descendant of Queen Victoria.
That's how I know it's you.
So, literally today, this morning, the Daily Mail posted this: Meghan Markle joins grime star Stormzy and England footballer Raheem Sterling on the list of Britain's 100 most influential Black people. So like
there's 101 British Black people. That's what you need to understand.
65 about, of them are Jamaican.
That's what you need to understand. Wait, about
she,
Britain.
She wasn't already there.
No, she just got back there, Bobby. She's just joining. She knocked someone off of the list to get on it.
Where's this full list? I love it. It's like you don't even know. Okay. The top 10 involves Pat McGrath, like the makeup artist.
Yes.
Stormzy, Facebook's public policy director for Africa, Middle East, and Turkey, and Facebook's global head of payments and financial services, along with Microsoft's chief digital officer.
I don't know why you don't believe me that there's 101 Black people in all of England. This is what I'm saying. They're literally picking random tech workers to put them on the list. England is 3% Black. Like, it's not Black at all.
But, like, I feel like
it's only 3% Black.
It's very tiny.
But Meghan also, I think, this is like the Daily Mail taking a dig at her for finally saying that she's a woman of color, which she hasn't since she joined the family. And
when did she say that?
She said it when they were in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
And I mean,
a suspicious place to say that.
As we know, Megan starred in When Sparks Fly on Hallmark, where she played she was a character who had two white parents. It was very confusing.
I didn't know on Suits that she was Black until many seasons into Suits when her father pops
Wendell
up.
Wendell Pierce showed up.
Yes, when Wendell Pierce shows up and I'm like, who's this? No, wait. And you learn in real time with Megan's character and the other characters that Megan is also Black. I remember that like shook me to my core.
Or are they going to move to America?
They have to. It's the only way that they will be happy. It's the only way that they will be respectable people again. And also like Harry needs to get a real job. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's going to end up working at Netflix. And he is. Because here's the thing about that. It's just like they keep saying that they're unhappy. And I think that part of what makes me uncomfortable, both in our group chat and in the conversation about these people, is that, yes, the price is very high to pay for what they're doing. And I'm never going to downplay that. Like, their pain is so real. It is awful that she's treated the way that she's treated. It's awful that their family's in turmoil. But also, I'm like, you're both like able-bodied adults. You don't have to live on the dole. Like, why are you doing, like, Harry's never going to be king. Yeah. So I don't even understand why he's holding on to this like weird idea of family. I'm like, your wife can support your family. You can both support each other. Like, never forget, they're adults who literally get an allowance. They don't have to live this way. So move back to America where everything is better.
And they have no support in England. So they should just move.
Right. I mean, we talked about that. I feel like we've been talking about that for years, that it's sort of an inevitability. And I'm like finding myself imagining them in New York and her getting
they can't handle
but
it.
Her getting a job like like Jackie Onassis, just like vaguely working for like a book publisher, you know, like sort of an anonymous, just like corporate job where she's doing something vaguely influential and it's like easy for her to like slip in and out of a building.
I bet she wants to do charity for the foreseeable future. Like,
but I bet they start a production company or something like that.
You think LA?
Netflix!
You think they're more LA than New York?
Well, her, like, mom privacy? Her mom is in LA.
Oh, okay.
She's from. She grew up in LA. Mm-hmm. That's her, really her only family. That
could
she
you
talks
see them
to.
Moving anywhere else, like Minneapolis
or
like
Montana?
Like, no, my theory is like LA and Africa. Like they all split time between LA and Africa.
Where
and
in Africa do you think they could?
Namibia.
He loves Botswana.
Okay.
Mm. Oh right.
One of these like.
Oh yeah, he went there as a kid.
Can I ask a question though, to Shani, but also to the room? Remember when in one of those like she said when she was talking about like the tabloid culture, you know, and she was like, I knew it would be hard, but I didn't know it would be fair. She said that we don't have that in America.
When I first met my now husband, my friends were really happy because I was so happy. But my British friend said to me, I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life. And I very naively, I'm American, we don't have that there. What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. I'm not in tabloids. I didn't get it.
Which was something that really shocked me hearing her say that, being like, here I am on a podcast literally talking about you.
I know,
but to me, I was...
Are we not American?
It was one of those moments that I was like, wow, are you naive? Do you believe this? Or is this all PR? Like, it was just like a moment that gave me a lot of pause. I'm not saying that American tabloid culture is the same as British tabloid culture. But I it was shocking to me that she was somebody, especially for the kind of celebrity that she had been, that she doesn't, and I'm not trying to blame the victim. I'm trying to be very careful in how I choose my words because I do not believe that they deserve what they're getting. But I think that this, like, the way that she explained it, I was like, listen to Who Weekly.
I definitely think that I think what she was trying to say is that the tabloid culture is different, but also, as Wendy Williams put it, they weren't following her because she wasn't famous enough.
Right. Well, it's like she was chasing.
Not to
some
like
sort
support
of
anything else Wendy said in that conversation.
Wendy is like a broken clock, right? Wendy twice a day.
And I applaud her plotation on the royal situation. But please don't try to garner sympathy from us. You knew what you were doing. You know, with William and Kate, they are grooming because he's going to be the king and she's going to be the queen and the kids are going to be the royals like that. Harry and Meghan have nothing to lose by moving to America. Yeah. Why not? I mean, move to America, you know, and live part-time in Africa like you want to do. You have to still go back to England. The thing about moving to America is you're really kicking the royal thing out of your life. I mean, I like them. I really do like them. But her, there's something about her. You know what I'm saying? But Meghan Markle, nobody feels sorry for you. You knew what you were signing up for, girl.
All Wendy knows is that one time Meghan Markle auditioned for Wendy. Yeah. Like, that. Yeah. All that Wendy knows
And then
knows
she went
is...
on that suitcase TV show and said...
Is it fair?
No, she auditioned for Wendy, then she got engaged. Like, the Wendy thing happened. She claims that they called her back to get her on the show and she was already engaged.
To Harry?
Yes.
I don't believe Wendy about that timeline. So let's move on before Wendy sues all of
Wendy
us.
Wendy also told her to go move into a hut in Africa.
Yeah, that I was, know. Wendy said, I've never been, so I don't know. Like, Wendy knew.
Wendy also is responsible for doula peep being a word that we use. So let's move on.
really, do you think the difference that she's talking about, because Shani, you said, I think she meant that there's a difference between the tabloids. Do you think it's that as simple as Americans love the royals like as like we love you more than the Brits do? The Brits like we hate you, kind of like we hate you. Or do you think there's something racial there? Like, is it because the British tabloids are a little more racist or openly racist than maybe the American tabloids are? I'm not even sure if that's true.
That's not true.
No, I think it's just the way that they write about celebrities and royals in particular is very cruel. Like, it is like openly cruel. As opposed to American tabloids, which I think kind of skirt around the issue, or maybe they like print an embarrassing picture or whatever, but they don't kind of like openly mock celebrities in that same way, or maybe they do. I don't know. I was just watching the Amy Winehouse documentary, and she got a lot of shit from American tabloids too. So,
well, it's weird. It's like the Daily Mail does talk about American celebrities too. Like it's weird to just read the Daily Mail because then that's from
right.
That's all from their kind of meaner perspective or whatever, or absurdist perspective.
I think tabloids. I think that there is definitely a difference in style. I do not think that it is fair to say that American tabloids are gentler than British tabloids. Mm-hmm. That is just, it's just simply not true when you think about, like, particularly the WHO economy and how we write about people who are literally not doing anything except for existing. Mm-hmm. The thing about this, I think, that, like, gives me a lot of pause is just how we are all engaging and how we're all complicit in that economy, right? And
turn off the podcast.
It's true. Here, like, but I think about it a lot. Like the reason that I appreciate Who Weekly so much is because I think that, like, among many projects that you do, is you're actually teaching a media literacy project. It's truly like, hi, what does it mean that these people get written about at the volume that they're getting written about? Where I'm like, who the fuck is Lily Reinhart? Like, why do I know? Why is your name, like, in my consciousness? And is it that you are, like, doing, you know, like, Lily, the only reason I'm talking about you is because on the Gradient app, I got you. but, you know, where I'm just like, who, and it's not like an indictment of who the people are. I'm just like, why do we give attention? Why do we give this kind of attention to people that we do? And, but at the same time, I'm like, there are a lot of celebrities who are, and celebrities that are, like, way more famous and are, like, bigger than, like, I would say even Meghan Markle, that have successfully not been people that are talked about in the press, right? And I think that some of it is definitely a combination of, like, what kind of manipulation is your publicist doing to keep your name out of there? How are you positioning yourself? Why are you out there? And also is, like, a choice that you make about, will I be a person who lives in the public eye? And I'm not trying to say that if you choose to live in a public arena, we should be harassing you and we should whatever, but I just think that it's something to think about. I'm like, why, like, George and Amal, you know, like, two people who, if they really wanted to,
could be more famous, like, than Harry and
Meghan. You could see, like, more famous than Harry and Meghan, like, do the same kind of work, like, humanitarians.
You don't know,
like,
anything about their personal whatever. Lives, though.
You don't know anything about them. Yeah. They're never, like, you know, it's like every time that I see them, I believe that they are strategically doing it so that I know what they're up to.
And I will say, like, Lainey Gossip, Elaine Louis, who writes about this Meghan a lot, actually, really smartly, has sort of drawn a through line through Meghan's kind of Hollywood PR experience and how that's sort of leading to, that's sort of driving the conversation. So, like, Meghan is kind of, is really, she is in the driver's seat on the left side of the road trying to, like, determine, you know, how her story gets told in a way that I think people have said make the courtiers really uncomfortable because she has her own machine.
Yeah, and I think she's in a good, she's in the right place, like George and Amal, to be sort of, like, independently and already wealthy, where it's like sometimes people, the thirst comes from a sense of, like, I need to make money, so I need to stay in the public consciousness, and if that involves being desperate for tabloid coverage, then so be it. But whenever you're already rich and successful and you don't necessarily need more fame or you don't need more attention, I think it puts you in a position to make it easier to avoid the tabloid scrutiny, I think. Like, I think whenever you don't need it, it makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
So, like, George and Amal, like, especially George, he's been established.
Well, I think Meghan's point is that she is not seeking that personal attention in the tabloids.
So I think she could do it. I think she could lose a lot of it if she moved to LA or she got a house
but
in
here, Alabama. But again, like, here's the thing, right? Is, again, I would feel so much differently about this if she were, and also, and it was like, again, so much of this conversation to me is like, Meghan is facing the brunt of actually, like, what is an issue with Harry
and William.
You know, like, this is actually not about her. She is 100% collateral damage, and she happens to be Black, so therefore the damage is extensive.
Yes,
but again, I'm like, I just look at all these people, like, Princess Beatrice is, like, running around New York, like, maybe getting a job, maybe not getting a job. Harry, like, whatever it is that they're doing, I'm not saying that charity is not important work, but again, these are people that are so privileged. They're so privileged. The level of, like, do I feel sympathy for someone who is being honest about their mental health and what, you know, like, kind of like the havoc that being in the public eye is wrecking in their family? 100%, like, I'm sympathetic about that. But again, I was like, you get to be someone that gets that sympathy because you are, like, you are who you are. Yeah. there are so many other people who don't get to make choices about where they work and how they work. And I understand that everybody's family dynamics are complicated, but honestly, it's 2019. The monarchy is a scam.
Move out of the house.
Yeah, the monarchy is a scam that's been going on since the 9th century, and it's even bigger than him. It's like, see, like watching Americans like lose their minds about a wedding of someone who's never going to be king. I was like, that's something that we should all be a little embarrassed about, because this, it's not great.
Also,
it's
the just wedding not.
excuse me. The wedding ceremony was lit. The wedding was actually lit. And the wedding, Bobby, made me change my mind about like all of my ideas. But
it's
anyway,
because we had to wake up at 6 in the morning to watch. But the lead up was tough.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's one of these things that, again, I'm like, hi, you're not even gonna be king, so I don't know what you're wrestling with. Get an honest job. Stop living on the taxpayer's dime. Like you are, there's a lot that he can do with that platform. It's not to say that he can't, but again, I was like, you have to be really honest about the power that you have.
You only get sympathy up to a point.
Yeah. They got to submit that resignation letter to Lilibet.
I know.
Now we can move on. I'm sorry.
I want to rescue the black members of the royal family. Bring them back to America, where we have also racism, but different.
But in a different accent.
Can we talk about one other black royal adjacent thing that's made me really happy? So Meghan and Harry, like, going to weddings of their friends with always names that I can't say. Misha Nunu. Like, who knows what that woman is called? But the Daily Mail coverage of that was so delightful, because one, I'm like, do you really want to be seen at a wedding that Jared and Ivanka are at? Like, I'm just like, if Jared and Ivanka are your friends, can you actually be there? Mm-hmm. I think that's bad. But also, my favorite tidbit of news that came from all of this was that Gail King was there, and they definitely used her as there was a little bit of controversy, because Gail, on the rehearsal dinner night or whatever, the first night of the wedding, where all of the celebrities were at, it was like Katy Perry, that man that Katy Perry is married to, that one actor, like all these people were there. But Gail King had like a prime seat, and everybody was like, this is weird, because they just met Gail King.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love it. Gail King, our royal.
If I met Gail King once, I would send her a wedding invite.
Oh, yeah. If I meet Gail King one time, she is coming to all of my events.
Did you see that? Speaking of television personalities, did you see that Hoda Kotb's book outsold Ronan Farrow's book? It was
Bobby, I saw that because you sent it to us today.
Wow. Disingenuous.
But when I saw that it out was like the number two selling book of last week, I was like, wow, that's shocking for 2 seconds. And then I was like, I bet my mom bought that book. I was like,
why is that shocking? You see Hoda on television every day. Yeah. Like, Ronan is a niche interest.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's Hoda, like, is a home right. name.
Just because you saw so much Ronan stuff does not mean that book is going to get any further than your Twitter feed and the jokes about all of his Ukrainian accents or whatever that we're doing.
His Ukrainian accent is great.
Also,
if you haven't read Ronan's book, please listen to it. It's amazing.
A secret recording of a woman whom the subcontractor had enticed to make statements damaging to McGowan. I have something amazing, Howard wrote. The woman had lied into Rose pretty hard. This is the killer, Weinstein replied, especially if my fingerprints are not on this. They are not, Howard wrote, and the conversation between you and I is recorded.
I will say that it's one of those like nonfiction books like that. I understand wanting the impulse to buy Hoda Kotb's book. Like, you want that voice and like you like the personality. But like, when it's a nonfiction book, not even the day after it's published, 6 hours before it's published, every website has written the 20 juiciest tidbits from Ronan Farrow's book. Then it's like, I just got the Cliff's Notes for free with ads because I whitelisted you. Like, I why do I need to buy Ronan Farrow's book?
Can't
but
relate.
this is not about nonfiction.
Wait,
books.
What is Hoda's book about?
I think it's adoption. Like it's sort of like a chicken soup for the soul sort of thing. It's
child,
like
right?
it's yeah. like little thoughts. Mm-hmm. I think it's sort of written like a chicken soup for the soul.
I would read it. I think she's got a lot to say. She found she found love late in life.
Yeah.
She's adopted two
Hoda's
kids in the past few years. She's got to take over the Today Show by herself now with all these idiots coming through.
Well, I think
who is it now? Is
I
it still
tell you,
who's her partner?
Savannah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it's... Well,
isn't it Jenna Bush?
It's Jenna Bush Hager.
It's Jenna Bush.
The queen of books now.
Oh, wait, where's Savannah?
Savannah?
I don't...
Oh, Savannah's... she moved to LA, I think.
Oh.
Can you relate?
Okay. I think. No, Natalie Morales did.
The point is that I would read Hoda's book.
Yeah. What else is on
I
this
should
list?
Read it.
Okay, back to black people.
Okay. We got... this list is like...
Just give us...
We got Safaree and Erica Mena. Or Mena?
Erica Mena.
Yeah,
please put some respect on
Erica
Mena's name.
That's why we have you here.
Yes.
tax fraud. I know you love tax fraud and like financial crimes. Do you have any comments on Safari not paying his taxes?
First of all,
on Love and Hip Hop Money.
Here is my the IRS is a big scam. Because here's the thing. I believe that every citizen should pay their taxes. What I really chafe at is the fact that the government makes it really hard to pay your taxes. Yeah. If we did not have people that were lobbying so actively for you to use the dumb tax software, you could just get a postcard in the mail that tells you how much money you owe. The government knows how much money you owe.
They know exactly how much you have. Yeah.
And as a 1099 worker, I identify with Safari. I was like, you know what? It's hard. But also, I don't understand how you get into reality TV and your number one fear is not that you're going to get busted for not paying your taxes, because it's literally what everyone in reality TV is known for.
I mean, I don't know. Does anyone here watch Terrace House? Anyone? Just me? Whatever.
Terrace House.
One of the commentators just got busted for not paying $1 million in yen in taxes and gave a press release where he profusely apologized repeatedly for like the entire country.
Well, here they, like over there.
Here you can just
by
see
there,
now.
I mean Asia. You kind of have to, because isn't that how China disappeared? That one actress?
Yeah.
Bing Bing. I can't say her name. Don't
She's
come for
back
me, China.
Now. She's back now. Yeah. She's back now. Well, so Safari and Erica, Nicki Minaj just got married. Speaking of Safari.
Wait, did Nicki Minaj marry?
Yes, God. Kenneth Petty. Yeah. She's Nicki Minaj Petty now.
Wait, Mrs. she married
Petty. Her last name is Petty.
Her last name
How
is
did
Petty.
I miss this? Was there a wedding?
She announced it very suddenly. She like posted a photo and was like, we're married or something. Like
She did it on Queen Radio?
And then suddenly, I don't even think she did it on Queen Radio. I think she did it on Instagram and she was like, we're married.
Strange.
And it's like the guy who everyone is like, wait, he's bad. He like raped some, it was like statutory rape, but it was rape. She raped someone and he's like, she was like, they were both young, whatever. Like,
which
she,
isn't that
she
what
loves-
her brother is in jail for? Yeah. Not well, statutory yeah, but like, rape, but
yes,
an actual,
but actual
sex
yeah.
crime.
Yeah. Yeah, like another sex crime.
Sex crimes. But the way, like, there's something really unpleasant about the way she's been addressing it in that, like...
Do we think she's okay? Like, is she like a blink twice if you're, like, if you need help? Is that what's going on?
I feel like if she were pregnant, she'd tell us immediately, but maybe she's waiting until...
Next.
Lamar why is he on here?
Is Sabrina Parr someone?
No, she's literally a who. I don't need to talk about
okay.
this.
Okay, Tinashe is back, question mark? I like the new Tinashe song.
Oh.
She's good on Twitter, I will say.
This I thought was funny. Whenever you search for, like, I just searched, like, Tinashe new song because I wanted to hear it. It's fine.
It's good.
But it said, the Google people also ask, and it was, what is Tinashe's race? Is Tinashe single? Is Tinashe from Zimbabwe? Is Tinashe an African? Can you answer any of those four questions?
I'm going to say something so uncharitable, but in my mind, Tinashe is in the Kalani bucket, you know, of just, I'm like, it's like the white girls that I call the Zara Larsons. I'm just like, whose voice is this? It's like Tove Lo, Mo, Zara, like, yeah, you never know who it is. Tinashe is in that like same category for me.
Is kind of in that same category.
Yeah, but
I think.
Dula Peeps has transcended that category. She's a voice now.
Well, now she is.
Yeah, so she gets to be, you know, also she's from Kosovo, so she gets to be her own person. Another who country.
Bobby also has a headline, has a, Ray J is so rich, question mark?
Ray J?
How is Ray J so rich?
Ray J is the common denominator of almost every black TV, reality TV show that you see. He has his own production company. He makes so much stuff.
He makes electronics
and
now.
And even in white reality TV, Ray J is the, like, Ray J, like, low-key responsible for Kardashians. Like, he is the dot that connects to so many universes. But, yeah.
Did you see his gender reveal? He did a gender reveal for his new baby, and it was, like, the richest gender reveal.
What were the parameters of the gender reveal?
Okay, what he did was, he left his wife down on the ground with their other children.
He didn't just leave her.
No.
He left his girlfriend for his wife, though.
He takes a helicopter. He tells the wife to, like, stay on the tarmac or wherever it is. He gets in a helicopter with someone, and there's all this footage of him, like, cleverly angled footage where it looks like he's controlling the helicopter, but you know there's a co-pilot. And he's flying the helicopter, flying. And then he pulls some release lever, and it releases, like, a powder from the helicopter.
Oh.
Will it be pink or blue? It looks like the helicopter's pooping. It was blue.
Some blue.
It was just like blue powder.
It pooped some blue chemicals into the air.
Where is this, LA?
Yeah.
Did he also learn the gender via doing that?
No, probably
not. I think he knew before, but I actually, I don't want to speculate.
Is it like the cakes where they like fill the, they like there's like a helicopter service and they fill the helicopter with the color without telling you?
Yeah. This like, is like the very rich person reveal.
Thing where, so it's blind for both.
I mean, what I love is like now there's just pollutants, like blue, baby blue, Ray J pollutants in the air. Is this in Los Angeles that you breathe, Shawnee, you're going to be breathing in these Ray J blue pollutants.
Well, here's, you know, funny, speaking of Los Angeles and pink things, one of my colleagues was covering a fire and got rained on with a hot pink fire retardant recently.
What?
Miss Sonia Sharp.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Wow, what a plug for Sonia Sharp.
So I would say Sonia Sharp, subscribe to the LA Times.
Is she okay?
Do you have to get like a Silkwood shower after that?
I think she's okay.
Okay.
She wrote about
Yikes.
It.
Yikes.
Here's the thing about Ray J and this person, Princess Love from Love and Hip Hop, is that they've had the most tumultuous relationship probably in the Love and Hip Hop franchise.
Really?
Which is saying a lot.
Right.
Because nobody has copacetic relationships on the Love and Hip Hop franchise at all. And so the fact to me that this is baby number two and they're doing over-the-top gender reveals is like, wow, love is, woo, it's a lot.
It'll be on television.
It's a lot.
Yeah, oh, this will definitely be on television. Are you kidding? This is made to be on television.
But who cares about Ray J right now?
Well, he bought Suge Knight's life rights.
Well, then Suge Knight, but then Suge Knight said he didn't, so I'm not sure. And also, did you see the
news?
Is
Suge Knight a reliable narrator? Yeah, I was going to say,
I believe Ray J.
Also, did you see, tangentially related, did you see that the new Slow Burn is about Tupac's killing?
It is?
Yeah,
the one.
Joel Anderson, shout out.
Oh, Joel Anderson is doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he and my brother are like old friends.
Because of
sports
stuff?
Yes, because they're like two Texas sports reporters.
That's so cool.
Bobby.
Shout out Mike Finger.
Yeah.
Bobby's brother, who loves sports.
Neither of them listen to this.
Definitely your brother does not listen to this.
Do we talk about
Lori Harvey, Diddy, Cassie?
Oh, my God.
I would like somebody to tell me what's going on. I've been slightly buried with work
stuff. So Lori Harvey is one of these people that to me... And I really hate this, like, category of young person.
Is she the one with the car accident?
Yes.
Okay.
She's one of these, like, young people. It's, like, the same thing as Kylie, where people were just, like, waiting for her to turn 18 so they could start talking about her.
Ew.
You know, like, you know what I'm talking about? The, like...
Because she's very beautiful.
Because she's very beautiful. But also, she's, like, truly a young person. Like, she's a very young person. And it always makes me really uncomfortable. She... Yeah, it's not great. But also, like, the way that the news about her is just like relentless. It's like she breathes and we just see it and hear it everywhere. I also I don't follow the Shade Room anymore. It's a thing that I removed from my life.
Oh, tell us.
Like many months ago. It's after I unfollowed Kim Kardashian, because again, I'm trying to be a critical consumer of how like how I get my gossip. Mm-hmm. I want it to be accidental and I don't like it to be a choice. But anyway, I thought that like when I stopped following the Shade Room, Black Who's would just melt out of my life. Mm-hmm. I was like, how am I getting this information? Lori Harvey is one of those people that everywhere I turn, there she is.
Do you think that's a result of her hiring someone? Like, this seems like a PR thing, right? Like,
no, I think it's the people she's linked with. It's like, okay, if you're in the Diddy dating pool, you're gonna,
especially with the Cassie pregnancy news, everybody wants to know how's Diddy responding to the fact that his ex-girlfriend of many years is pregnant.
I'm so happy for Cassie.
Me
I
too.
Have to say, I'm so happy for her. Got out of that relationship. She looks so happy. Her new man looks like he loves her and he's celebrating her. And I'm like, you don't need to be one person.
And he's a working professional, this guy.
And he loves her. He loves her. I love it.
Yeah. Do you think the Lori Harvey, who I always want to call Lori Petty, who is not Lori Petty for some reason. Sorry. Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that we're like Steve Harvey, like kind of like, fuck you. Like we're like, it's kind of a little bit like ironic that it's Steve Harvey's daughter who he's like, think like a man.
I don't think that's what it is. I just think that we are really in an era where the children of celebrities get to be celebrities also. That's and truly for nothing.
That's very interesting because they're everywhere. These
they're
children
everywhere.
Of celebrities.
It's like if you were, I was in a waiting room today and they were the TMZ was in the like playing in the thing, and one of the items was literally like Pete Davidson seen coming out of Cindy Crawford's kid apartment. Yeah. Like, that's what they called her, Cindy Crawford's kid.
I mean, it's,
and I'm like, this is like, we have really reached peak celebrity child era.
It's like all it's these the perfect, kids who were born in the 90s.
Exactly. It's perfect storm of like kids who were born when it was like the peak of the monoculture, right? Peak of the monoculture. Everyone loved all the same people. All of those kids are now the age to be adults and have like social media accounts and be hot, you know? Yep. Like,
and they all look
that's
exactly
all
like
it
their
is
parents.
Yes. And everyone's somehow surprised.
Everybody's surprised. Like,
everyone's like, Ava Felipe?
Yeah, looks exactly like
looks
Reese.
Just like Reese. Can you believe it?
It's like, it's her mother.
Yeah. Kaya Garber, hot. Looks like, who knew?
Looks exactly like the parents that we thought were hot when they were the same age.
Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman had the hot daughter. Cool. Yeah.
Like, and also, like,
congrats.
Are we surprised that these kids are talented because they've been studying and able to go to school and learn and study acting and start when they were very young and they're beautiful and they've had every shot in the world? Of course, we're not surprised that they're in Stranger Things or whatever else they're fucking doing.
Once upon a time in Hollywood,
walking the runway or doing whatever. I'm thinking of Qualley now for some reason.
Yeah, Margot Qualley. I mean,
wait, who's Margot Qualley?
Margaret Qualley.
She's that? Pete Davidson's last ex.
Oh, that one that looks just like him. Where it was like, is this? I'm like, is this a before and after? Oh my God, this is a real person. Whose offspring is she?
Andie MacDowell's daughter.
Not to bring up Pete Davidson.
She was in The Leftovers.
Okay.
Is the Pete daughter. Davidson?
I'm not learning her name. But good to know she has a body of work.
Yeah.
Is the Pete Davidson thing like just because of Ariana Grande still? Yes. What are we doing with him?
So weirdly,
we gotta stop with him.
So I still watch SNL every week. I'm one of those. And
Amina has logged out of the chat.
Do you think that's because it's on earlier there or something?
It's not on earlier there.
I
just feel like it's part
time
of
zones.
It's it's just part of the culture, but they've had some weird Pete cameos the last couple of weeks. Like,
yeah, because all of his characters are now him because he's the funniest
but he's
thing
not,
about
but
him.
He's not on the show, so like he's not on the show anymore.
Oh,
so like,
oh wait, he's
transitioned.
I thought
he was on the cast.
He's not on the show. Basically.
But then they're like, he shows up and they're let's do a bit.
Appear and they'll be like, hey, Pete. And then they'll like do a bit. Bobby has to leave in 5 minutes.
But we can keep doing
We're going to keep recording.
Yeah, keep recording. Sounds can you Bobby. Take all my stuff? That's fine.
Sorry, Shawnee, keep talking. Shawnee, what were you saying about Pete Davidson?
Shawnee's like, I'm the new Lauren Michaels. She was.
I believe it.
Oh, I don't remember. I think I was just saying that.
He's not on the show anymore.
He's not on the show, but he'll appear and then they'll do a joke about like, hey, Pete, do you want to come like do something?
Because he like somehow became a real celebrity before even his time. Like,
but he's doing stand up, from what I understand.
Also, movies. Apparently, the movie that he's in the fall is very, very good, and he's very good in it. And I think he must know that the buzz is good because I think he's preparing for a movie career.
But it's weird. It's like usually you work on SNL for a significant amount of time. You build this up. You do a movie on the side. Then you like gracefully leave the show after you've.
Also, I think he's threatened by the new cast. I think Bowen is a threat to a lot of people, to be honest. Not just to say that, personal. But I think,
Yeah.
He's really good, Bowen.
Yeah,
really good.
Talent.
No, Bowen, no, that's what I'm saying. Like,
talent.
I think that he's like, Pete is sort of like, if I can shoot my shot.
Can you talk to me?
I think Pete is like, if I can shoot my shot somewhere else, I should do it now because I'm definitely no longer going to be the breakout. I'm not the star anymore.
Well, also because literally everything he had been in had been like a parody of how people saw him as a celebrity outside of SNL after the Ariana Grande thing, like in the last season as well.
Yeah.
Remember, like, having him come on and, like, talk about it in a meta way was just maybe not the move because now he's not seen as a comedian anymore. He's seen as just a celebrity who dated Ariana Grande.
Right.
And it was
Kate
a huge
Beckinsale.
Deal. Right. Yeah. And then Kate Beckinsale.
This
and
entire
now Kaya Gerber.
Okay. If you're going to leave, then fucking leave.
This entire show is just Mad Libs. Yeah. You're just like, say names, action, other celebrity kid's name.
Lindsay, what Quince did you get when we got some Quince promo?
I got sheets.
Me too.
I got beautiful sheets. Beautiful sheets.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I lied. I got a duvet cover. Same thing, though.
A friend of mine reached out and said, you know how you say on the Quince ad that you have 365 days for returns? I once used that feature and it was incredible. It was so easy and great. And I said, wow. That's so nice to hear because Quince offers free shipping and 365-day returns. And that's part of one of their many offerings like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
Oh, yeah, you're obsessed with the washable silk tops.
It's hard to... Washing silk is a pain in the tush.
Not from Quince.
Normally.
And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that can cut the cost of the middleman and pass the savings right on to me, Lindsay, and you. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order. And as she said, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/who. Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner and dancing, courtesy of Lala, did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I used Pretty Litter. And nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low-dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm going to have people over, and then they're like, oh, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat, but doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy, especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color. Could be this. Check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Is there anything else that we, you know, have not covered that you've been thinking about? Any other people? I was looking through our chat to see if there was anything we talked about. We really do talk about Meghan Markle a lot.
She really has been going through an impeachment. And so that's why it's been taking.
Yes, Bobby.
And I honestly do think that that is like that we spent the bulk of the beginning of the conversation talking about her is okay because she dominates the conversation so much, whether we like it or not.
I want to talk about Kanye because.
Oh, yeah.
Today I was in an Uber for maybe 25 minutes and I heard the entire Kanye album.
I also have heard
because
it.
Because that's how long it is. Maybe it's an EP, like unclear. I don't know how they're dropping it. But my Uber driver is a Kanye head and the entire ride down here, he was yelling about how every song was 30 seconds. And Kanye in the news is it's like stressing me out a lot. Because again, I unfollowed all the Kardashians. But it's 100 because he's like political adjacent now.
It's very so, Kanye it's makes it very, very hard to like his music these days.
It was like he went to Howard. I was very stressed out because he went to Howard and like did a whole thing at homecoming.
Nobody was there, though.
Like it was a tiny crowd, even though he was like he said something like, am I actually canceled? Like,
Howard Stern.
No, Howard University.
Oh, wow. My God. The racial divide jumped out.
Well, I was like, for homecoming? No, I was
Black
like.
Black people don't say no, Howard. I'm we sorry. Say Howard Stern.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was like, but I was like, he went to Howard. Because some celebrities do go to Howard to have like a moment. Okay, yes. No. I knew
Black
he went to Howard
to
University.
Howard University.
I'm sorry. I really.
Oh, God. In Washington, D.C. So he went to Howard.
A lot of people were not into
like, it was like whatever. And like people thought he was using like whatever. People go to Howard for symbolic reasons all the time. But then he went to Jamaica, which is also part of my identity.
Oh, yeah. And then Jamaica was like, no, thank you, too.
No. Jamaica was like, yeah, no. Like they actually facilitated his entire trip. But then
you mean the government.
Yeah. The government. But the. Then the government, like the head of like the entertainment, the minister for entertainment was like, she put out a video on her Twitter feed where she was just like, we did not spend any money on this.
Yes.
We helped coordinate, but like we did not spend a single Jamaican dollar on Kanye
Sorry
West.
To this man.
Well, because that's right. Because that's a controversial thing to have maybe right. thought that you're.
And
this.
Then she goes and she says something like, and now Jamaica is trending globally because of Kanye West coming to the island.
Excuse me. Kanye.
It was a very good video. Other Black people who are doing excellence right now, Meg Thee Stallion. Dominating the charts.
What is her? She's currently feuding with her makeup artist. What's happening there? Did you hear about this?
Everyone what comes out of the woodwork when somebody's famous. Every she didn't credit him correctly or something. Like, who cares?
I'm sorry. I'm always Team Megan. She's still in college right now, and she is killing the charts. Also, who else do I love right now? The Baby. I'm obsessed with The Baby.
On the cover of,
Do we love The Baby?
I like The Baby. On the cover of Don't
I'm a The Baby fan. I'm a The Baby the mama.
Okay, Bobby, say bye.
Bye, everyone. I have to go catch a Metro North train. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Okay,
they're going to continue talking.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Bye, Bobby. You look so handsome today.
Bye. Good luck. Have a fun. Enjoy.
Of course. Of course.
Bye.
So I love The Baby. His fan base is called The Baby Mamas.
No, it's not.
No, that's what I'm calling it.
Oh, that's so good. that's so good.
Yeah, like, you know.
I like The Baby, too.
A lot of good, a lot of good black music.
Yeah, it's true. What about, I'm trying to think of anyone else who I've come across that I've been thinking about or that who we have talked about poorly on the podcast.
Because we're going to fill it in.
Who were you talking about recently when you, I don't remember what the context was, but you were definitely, you were like, ugh, like we don't get to do Houdat as much as we wanted to.
There oh, somebody called in about someone
was
and
it
said,
Safari?
It might have been Safari and Erica.
Because I was listening
to that. Because they had a baby. It was their pregnant. it was their program. Yeah, because the caller was like, you know, you guys don't talk about Black Who's as much. And I think that's because sometimes we don't feel like we can. We don't have as much knowledge. And we also
can we
really,
unpack that a little bit?
I mean, sure.
I think that if you're going to be an expert, you got to be an expert.
I think that you don't need us Black people to talk about Black Who's.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, the thing that I like about the Who-dom is that the Who Kingdom is that it's a very equal opportunity.
Yeah.
Anyone can be a Who. So.
I gotta say, sometimes I feel like I can't because I don't watch the Love and Hip Hop universe, and a lot of them come from there.
100%.
And I have knowledge about Housewives. I have knowledge about other things. I just gotta watch Love and Hip Hop.
I know. Lindsay, you gotta decolonize your reality TV.
It's so true.
And I think that, you know, I've watched Love and Hip Hop with you. Remember when I
introduced
you to
Love
and Hip Hop?
I know, and I liked it. I did like it.
You look like you were having so much fun.
I think that...
You know, on the off seasons of
Love Island.
You know, of other things.
Yeah.
I believe that everybody should get into the Love and Hip Hop universe is thrilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's thrilling.
I just
and also
always
Basketball
think of,
Wives. This season of Basketball Wives was out of
I
control.
Just think of you as the expert on that stuff and so many of the Who's that come up through, like, if you read like TMZ and The Blast and, like, you know, Bossip, that's where they come to.
Right. Or they're children of Black celebrities, because that's
yes.
also
yes.
It's become yes. a real, because if you really think about, like, Steve Harvey, for example.
Which is why I like Lori, because I can get that right. I can get into.
Well, like, I just realized that John David Washington, who is in Black Klansman, is the son of Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you mean Ballers, Shawnee? Please name him by his most famous roles.
He looks and acts just like him.
You know who loves Ballers?
Who?
Elizabeth
Warren.
That's why she's going to be president.
Because The Rock is essentially, even though you know he's a Republican, definitely
is. Definitely
is.
Republican.
But he's like, he's...
He knows what he's doing. Oh, yeah. Elizabeth Warren loves Ballers, which my phone always autocorrects to ballets. It's very pernicious. But yeah, he's a child of Denzel.
Who knew? And Pauletta.
Makes sense. Oh yeah, Pauletta is like the first lady of Black Hollywood. Who are Black Who's that you're excited about right now, Shawnee?
Black Who's that I'm excited about? I don't know. I mean, I...
Or people you want more people to know about.
People that I want more people to know about.
And by people, I mean the white people who listen to the show.
Please.
I feel like I am weirdly moving to LA. I've become very... Weirdly moving to LA, I've been much more out of the loop on celeb culture, I think, because it's like new job, new life.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I've only had time to keep up with Megan and like...
It's still Megan.
Keeping up with Megan.
It's still fucking Megan. It's still Megan.
Keeping up with the Tig.
It's still reading.
Nobody kept up with the Tig. Not even when the Tig was the Tig.
The Tig, she shut that Tig down immediately. The Tig got...
Lilybat made her.
Who?
Lilybat made her shut down the Tig she could take the job at the royal family.
That's true. I don't know. I feel like I've been listening to a lot of music more than I've been like watching anything. Ooh.
So DMB, Lana, Ezra. What?
I got Shocking. Into Wise Blood recently.
Oh. Okay.
Because there was a very funny video of Lana forgetting to sing with Wise Blood in
yes.
that day.
She would look so nonplussed.
She was just sort of like lovingly gazing off into the distance as Zola Day like gently patted her on the back.
We love Lana. When Shawnee and I went to the Vampire Weekend show, which was excellent.
Yeah.
If they're in a city near you, like, run, don't walk.
But be careful, don't hurt yourself.
When the Haim sisters came out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We love the sisters.
Yeah, we love the Haims. They are delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Not black who's, but who's that black people are down with.
Yeah, it's like Tame Impala.
Yeah, Tame Impala is just Jamaican. It's like, what does my friend Cam call it? White reggae.
Exactly.
She's like, it's white reggae.
Vampire Weekend falls in that category. Who else was at that show? Ira Madison.
Ira Madison, Camilla. There were so many people. Donald Glover, is that his name?
Yeah.
He was there with his pink, with his blonde beard, and it was so disconcerting.
Andrew Cunanan was there.
Shawnee kept calling whatever that actor from Glee is
Andrew Cunanan. His name's Darren Criss.
I'm not learning that. He will forever be Andrew Cunanan to us. But he was dressed like him. He was wearing the glasses.
And like a black leather jacket.
What was I just going to say? You know who, black them, but like Drake had a birthday party and that caused like so much of celebrity news from the past
week.
Let's
talk about this because this is one person I want to talk about. Did you see Adele's?
Yes.
Beautiful thirst trap from like wishing Drake a happy birthday.
The gorgeous dress she was wearing. I almost like bought it.
It's how I know that her Lemonade is going to be so good.
Yeah.
Because she is recently divorced and also she is allegedly dating Skepta.
Although now I'm kind of like, was that true or not?
Teams came out to say that it wasn't true.
And so then there was no follow-up at all.
Also, people forget that, like, first of all, did you watch the Wendy where she talked about this? Because Wendy was like, Skepta and Adele, they're both from the bad part of England.
Yeah.
And I was like, Tottenham. And so real. But also people forget that like Adele is down because, you know, the picture
looks
so
amazing.
Hot. But you know, like Americans are very much like they think that every British accent is the same. But hearing Adele say thank you is how I know that she is a working class person. And, you know, she's like, thank you next. And so that's
also Adele loves pop culture. That's the thing about Adele that I think people really connect with is that she is a real connoisseur. She knows what's going on.
But she's like also down for like black things. When the Grenfell Towers fell in England, mm-hmm. she was like one of the celebrities who was mm-hmm. She was there the first day.
Her and Rita Ora.
She was there as like a civilian and she was pushing for it. Like, you know, like Adele is down with black people. Also, people always forget her Tiny Tempa days when it was like, ooh, like what's going on here? And this was like baby Adele days. So I am.
Never forget her love interest in Hello.
Mac Wilds.
Yes. She had Mac Wilds on. Adele's Lemonade is going to be so good whenever it drops. But also,
do you think Adele and Drake? Do you think Adele and Drake?
No, of course not. She's too beautiful and smart and all these things. But also, the fact that she blessed him on his birthday made me happy. But also, did you read his caption where he said, like, Drake is really going through it. He was like, you know, I wake up some days and I think that people don't like me and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're the most famous rapper in the world. But I get it. On an intrapersonal level, you do not believe that your peers like you.
Yeah.
That's fair. So seeing Adele wish him a happy birthday made me very happy for him.
I loved it. There was also people thinking that Kylie Jenner and Drake were hooking up. There was a photo of them together. Just because so many people went to his birthday party that it was just then like a list of people that maybe hooked up with Drake.
What's happening with Kylie and Travis?
Great question.
With Tyga recently?
At the studio.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they left a place near each other. So people were like, they were there together.
Ooh, the Find My Friends.
Which is my favorite. It's true. Like, honestly, true. The paparazzi Find My Friends. Yeah. What? They're taking a break or they're broken, but they've been hanging out again. And then Tyga's kind of back. And then there was like somebody who was supposed to be like Travis's like side chick was coming out with her receipts. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, I am completely out of the Kardashian loop because, again, unfollowed. Are they still as relevant today or am I just not getting the news? Because for some reason, they are not. I'm getting more Lori Harvey than I'm getting Kardashians in my feed.
They're still relevant. I would say maybe a little bit less relevant than before. Like, it's on a downward pitch, but it's not crash and burn. Like, they're still relevant. We're still seeing pictures of Khloe and saying what happened to her face. We're still seeing Kim's Spanx reveal, you know, roll out. We're still seeing they're still on TV. Kylie still gets covered for breaking up with Travis or whatever happened there. I think that they still get, like, coverage, significant coverage. The Lamar Odom shit. Why are we still talking about Lamar Odom?
Why are we talking about Lamar Odom?
Literally,
does he have a book out still?
That came out recently, but it came out and then it came out again on the show. So then the show had its own. The thing with the show is that everything that happens in tabloid happens again on the show. because it's genius. Later. So genius. Then it happens twice. So you have what happened in real life and then how the show but is
like,
responding.
I feel like the stuff that they do now, I feel like everything they used to do was interesting because like nobody had ever done it before, and now everything they do is stuff they've already done. So
Kim doing a Spanx line is not interesting at all. No. When Kim did Beauty and it was this huge thing, that was somewhat interesting, right? And like Kylie's lip thing, somewhat interesting. But now, you're right, the products are not interesting. The Kylie meme that I thought was funny and I still think is pretty funny got so blown out of proportion by them that now it's like ruined.
Which one?
The Rise and Shine thing.
Oh, I don't know about Rise and Shine. People keep telling me Rise and Shine, but I don't know where it's from.
It's pretty funny. The origin story of it's pretty funny. It's like there was a very random video of her showing off her office and she walks into like a basically empty room with a crib in it and Stormy's there. And she goes, Rise and Shine, which is like not even a thing. And so literally everyone like ripped her apart for like being a bad singer also kind
remember
of.
Remember when she was a fake singer for 2 minutes?
Yes.
Like there were all those rumors that she was going to drop an album.
But the problem was with the memes, we were way funnier than she ever could be and was. So then where everyone is hilarious in response, the memes are the funniest memes you've ever seen. Then she's like, I'm hilarious. And then starts owning the meme. And then it eats its tail and it's not as fun anymore. But that always happens. You don't want it to be mean. So it's like, it's not the worst thing in the world that she's claiming it because it means that she wasn't like really hurt by it. So, you know, it's kind of a mood.
The BET Awards were very good. Lil' Kim was amazing.
Right.
She was amazing.
I saw that.
I did see that.
Were those the awards where they had the dance, like where they had all the women sing their dance hits from the 90s, like in one mashup kind of thing, but they were all the... You know what I'm talking about? Like, Cece Peniston was there, and like, is that what I'm talking about? That was amazing.
No, although I did just see Cece Peniston.
I love Cece
Peniston. Be mad about Lizzo taking her ad libs from.
Finally.
Yes.
I texted Sean. We were texting about Lizzo.
How do you guys feel about
Lizzo? I will not. I don't want to talk about
it. We should recuse ourselves.
But we were texting about Lizzo.
I respect that.
And I was reading the news about Lizzo, about all of the Lizzo plagiarism, and then I in the chat I said, "Oh no, not Cece Peniston." And Shawnee thought that I said that she had died, and then we had this whole 2 seconds of like, she's not dead, she's alive and well, she's our hero, we love her, may she live to be 1,000.
This is literally what happened with Angela Lansbury on her birthday. It was trending. I said she died. No, she just turned 100 or whatever.
She also found out about that Jamaican song.
She said she liked it.
She was like, murder, she wrote. Who knew about this?
Headlines were like, Angela Lansbury loves reggae. Oh,
yes. But okay.
That was a gift.
I will say about Lizzo without going into Lizzo.
We'll end on Lizzo.
I find it very fascinating that I'm always like very surprised at who the Lizzo audience is. Whenever I see like a Lizzo show or a show of hand, you know,
Ariana Grande remix came out today, so that says a lot too.
I
Macaulay Culkin on stage.
Yo, Macaulay, we need to talk about that.
Okay,
but I just, you know, it for someone who like on her rise, there were so many positive feelings. It is, it's just like fascinating to see how everyone is trying to like rip her apart right now. And I'm just like, what's going on here? The thing that she did with the Uber driver, I really did not like.
No.
With the Uber Eats driver,
no.
Where I was like, you are a famous person now and you are literally, like bullying and like doxing.
Can't do that.
Like a gig economy worker. Come on. But also, yeah, it's like all of the claims about like plagiarism with her work, the whatever. And so I think
that she's giving a credit now to the woman who wrote that tweet, the I just took a DNA test tweet.
Right.
That like, woman's getting a writing credit on True
So
Hurts.
She
good for that woman.
Yeah, she basically gave into that.
But yeah, project. it just makes me, it's like her whole trajectory just makes me think about like how people can really root for someone and then once they're on top, the conversation starts changing.
It has to be that they're overrated. It
right.
has to be that
and that's not necessarily true with Cardi. Like I feel that like Cardi is someone who's been able to sustain like very still good feelings about her. And I'm watching her like still go through it because people try to come for her all the time. But you know, Cardi is my queen.
Yeah.
And also like she's been very open about like she's like, once I get this bag of money, like I'm taking a, you know, she's like, I need to like take a step back. But with Lizzo, it's just been like very interesting to me because so much of the body of work is about positivity and blah 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 and all this body stuff. But I was like, wow, it's hard at the top. Like people are really coming for her all the time.
Yeah, I have very mixed feelings about her.
Wow, very mixed usually means one thing. Tell us about them.
Well, I think some of her music is really good. I think the album as a whole is not incredible. And, like, I hate to, like, say that, but it's, like, I don't really listen to it. I don't really listen to her music. Mm-hmm. But I like her. I love when she performs. I like the songs that are, like, the hits. I think that they're very good. Some of them are very old, which I think is interesting. It's, like, these older songs are, like, coming
Truth
back.
Yeah, came out, like, 2 years ago.
Exactly. Years ago. So it's, like, interesting. I think Lizzo is great, though, because she truly, like, I think is a them now, which I think is interesting. She, like, who themed over the past, like, 2 years, essentially.
That's true.
Which is cool. And always great when there's a who them thing, like Zendaya happening kind of while we've had this podcast. Going Cardi.
I have to say on this show on the record that I am such a Zendaya fan now.
I know you are.
Like I think that I have done such a not even a 180 because it's not like I had bad feelings.
We were like,
about
who's
her.
This girl?
It was like who?
Yeah. Right. Zendaya Zendaya was my introduction into who language. Yeah. And I would do anything for that woman now.
For
so,
you because of like, Euphoria?
Because of so many things. Yeah. I'm like, she has really transcended my heart. I was like, I really appreciate I appreciate the art this woman is making, and it makes me. I have only positive feelings about Zendaya, so I have also graduated.
No, true. I mean, I think so too. I think Zendaya for so long, I was like, she's got to be more than just like a beautiful woman, and she has been doing stuff. Euphoria is great. She's great.
Her style is fantastic.
Style is fantastic.
I know. Shout out to Celine Dion for like stealing her stylist.
Oh my god, truly, La Roche. You mean
iconic black stylist.
All right. I feel like with the Lizzo thing, we should come to a succinct end because I don't want you guys to, you know, waste any more time with this who dat thing. We're going to do this more frequently. We're going
to
have you call in, Shawnee.
I agree.
You can actually call in too. You have a microphone at your house.
I'm calling in from Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm Bobby and I will call in from our own apartments as well.
But when I live in a hotel permanently, you're always welcome.
Shout out to Marriott. Get in touch. So thank you guys so much, you guys, for coming on the show. Bobby had to leave so rudely, but he was here for a little bit.
Wait, before we go really quickly, Shawnee, did you do Gradient App? That thing where everybody was morphing into someone?
I did not do that
either.
I don't
give my face to foreign governments.
I give my face to Ukraine because I really wanted to know.
Can I tell you who I got? She's Lily Reinhart.
I got Lily Reinhart and I screamed. And then I turned the light on in my apartment and I was like, let's take some better photos here. And I got Serena Williams. I got Vivica A. Fox. And I got Eve. And the Eve one was my favorite. Lindsay, I'm going to send it to you because I believe that everybody in Whodum should see it. It's
that
so you, funny.
That you're Eve.
That I'm Eve. I'm Eve. I'm who's
out,
that girl.
Shout out to Vivica A. Fox, whom I saw when I was at the Four Seasons brunch with Jenny Han.
This Mad Lib.
I just wanted, we went just to spot people because we just wanted to see what was up. And we saw Vivica A. Fox.
That's an incredible spotting.
In a sparkly dress.
The CLA is already changing
with
you.
A plate of crab legs. And we saw Jeremy Meeks, the hot felon. Same day.
Oh, my God. Where'd you see Jeremy Meeks?
Is he single
Meeks?
Now?
Yeah.
He is.
At the same place.
I'm
going to
holler at him.
You can do better.
Calm down.
You can do richer.
You think I can do better?
You can do richer than Jeremy Meeks.
I can't do richer than a man who is going to be getting alimony from his ex-wife. First
to
of all.
To go right to you.
His billionaire ex-wife.
Exactly.
You date him. You break up with him. Then you get her money.
That's our money now. Okay. Chloe from Top Shop.
All right. On that, we're ending this. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And rate and review on iTunes. Bob usually does this part. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review.
Subscribe to the LA Times.
Subscribe to the LA Times. Listen
subscribe
to Call
Your Girlfriend.
If you've never heard of that.
Watch Love and Hip Hop, please. Decolonize your television shows that you watch. Watch black TV shows.
Also watch Married to Medicine.
Call 619 Who Them.
Watch the BET Awards. They have multiple of them during the year.
Leave us questions, comments, concerns, anything that offended you on
vote
this
Democrat.
Contact Amina directly.
Wow, I can't endorse that part of the message.
Please send me Venmo at Aminatu.
Oh my God.
I want $1 for every good black TV show that you watch. Thank you.
Okay, and see you later.
See you on the internet.
Bye.
Bye.
You will say that. Yeah, 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 they wanna know.
Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by the CW. Watch new episodes of Batwoman on Sundays at 8/7 Central and Nancy Drew on Wednesdays at 9/8 Central, or stream both for free on the CW app.